Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you want to have a quickie? Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Quickie with Sean, a Celtic Down Under production. As usual, if you're listening to audio only, there will be some video clips interspersed throughout the talking points, which you may wish to jump onto YouTube and watch. It's only 10 minutes long if you'd like to do that. There were three midweek games in the SPFL last week that had been pushed back due to league semi-finals. Sevco scraped a 3-2 away win against 10-man Kilmarnock, while Hearts annihilated Aberdeen 5-0 in Edinburgh, and Celtic enjoyed a comfortable 4-0 win against St Mirren with goals from Abada and Turnbull, either side of a Kyogo double. The pick of the bunch was definitely the Japanese player's second, which resulted from an incisive left-footed Hitate through ball and a superb no-look volley lob over the on-rushing goalkeeper. The tie will be repeated at Celtic Park in just under 3 weeks' time in the fifth round of the Scottish Cup. In terms of the league campaign, we are now halfway by some measures, having now played every team home and away, and beginning a run of 11 games against 11 different opponents before the split. After the boys racked up their 20th league win of the season, they had Greenock Morton making the journey along to Celtic Park with over 2,000 supporters, the largest away support that has visited the East End this season, in the fourth round of the Scottish Cup. The blue and white hoops had 34-year-old Celtic alumnus Effie Ambrose starting in the centre of defence, as well as former Celtic super kid, who is now 25 years old, Calvin Miller, on the left wing. The other most notable starter for the mid-table championship side was Jai Katongo, son of Angolan legend Jose, who is following in his dad's footsteps, racking up signing bonuses from Scottish clubs based on his highlight reels and then being shifted on to the next victim. Celtic started a strong team, with the most notable changes being the inclusion of players just on the fringe of the starting 11 in Turnbull and Abada. Johnson and Burnaby started at fullback as Greg Taylor continues his recovery, Anthony Ralston suffered a setback with his injury, and Josip Dranovic was on his way to Berlin in a £7.5 million transfer. The visitors started brightly and were extremely hard done by when VAR signalled a penalty for an incidental handball from a deflected shot bouncing up onto the arm of Effie Ambrose Ballon d'Or. By all accounts, referee Kevin Clancy and VAR official Craig Napier were the only two people watching in the whole world who actually believed it was a handball offence from the Nigerian. The Celtic fans highlighting anti-Celtic bias from officials quite rightly pointed out that it wouldn't have been given if that was Conor Goldson's arm, and that it seems we're being given some evening up now in situations which aren't quite as close as, say, a cup final against Glasgow's second biggest team next month. The post-match narrative led by Morton manager Dougie Imrie is that this farcical decision triggered an implosion from the team of 11 professional footballers who were providing alleged opposition to Celtic on the BBC broadcast. Aaron Moy calmly dispatched the penalty and Kyogo scored a double either side of a Turnbull long-range effort to take his tally for the season to 20. Effie Ambrose directly caused the goal which doubled Celtic's lead, looking very much like the player who helped Juventus beat Celtic in the Champions League 3 days after playing in the African Cup of Nations final in 2013. It's difficult to believe that the player now lowering standards in the Scottish Championship once led a defence which beat Messi's Barcelona 2-1 and was linked with transfers to the likes of West Ham, Crystal Palace and Liverpool. The first half had been a masterclass from Moy and Turnbull, showing their technical ability and nous against an opposition who aren't at a level to deal with international playmakers, well supported by the energy and drive of Kyogo, Abada and Maeda. But after going in at halftime 4-0 up, Celtic dropped a gear in the second half, following the introduction of some subs who needed game time in Hak Šabanović and debutant Iwata, replacing Kyogo and McGregor. The side lacked a clinical edge without a true striker, and Alistair Johnson was unlucky not to score his first Celtic goal before Aaron Moy added gloss to the scoreline in the 84th minute with a close-range smash into the net. It could have been a hat-trick for the Australian, but he hit the post from 6 yards out earlier in the game. Still, it has been a fantastic run of form for the former buddy who has scored 4 goals since his World Cup return, having failed to score prior. The 5-0 win was also the fourth win in a row for Celtic whilst keeping a clean sheet at home. A feat which eluded the boys in the 4 months between 4-0 wins against Sevco and Hibs. Next up is a trip to Tannadice on Sunday afternoon, 25 hours after Sevco have faced St Johnstone for the second time in a week. The Perth side had a fan revolt on their hands for their Scottish Cup tie against Penalty 2 FC, with fewer than 500 home supporters choosing to pay £30 for a seat in the main stand of McDermott Park, while the board cashed in on the bigot pound by filling the other three stands with over 7,000 of the blue hordes of Ibrox. The St Johnstone board tries to justify their cash-in by pointing out that there was an even number of teeth for home and away fans before sneaking off to make a six-figure bid for Ross County striker Jordan White. On the pitch, the Saints continued their turgid run of form, losing 1-0 to rack up a sixth defeat in a row before heading to Ibrox next week, followed by a midweek trip to Motherwell before they host the champions in a televised Sunday afternoon game. There was also an Edinburgh Derby Cup clash taking place at Easter Road on the Sunday ahead of the fifth round draw. Edinburgh Rangers took an early lead through Josh Ginelli after Hibs had hit the post. The hosts continued to have the better chances throughout in a scrappy game, but in the 72nd minute, in-form striker Lawrence Shankland fashioned a chance out of nothing and applied a sensational finish to double the lead of the visitors. He then received a second yellow card for showing studs, even though it was somewhat bought by Rocky Bashiri's theatrics. Hearts centre-back Tony Civic scored a 96th-minute counter-attack to rub salt in the wound of the Hibs and replicate the 3-0 Derby scoreline from 3 weeks ago. Hearts manager Robbie Nielsen, who admitted the score flattered his side, will be challenging mouthpiece Michael Beale for manager of the month as the SPFL committee desperately tried to find anyone other than Ange Postecoglou to give it to. There were a few games called off due to weather, and of the remaining cup ties, only one weekend game really qualified as an upset. Bottom of the championship, Hamilton Accies held Ross County to a 0-0 draw and then went on to knock the Staggies out in a 5-3 shootout victory. The visitors dominated the game but were unable to finish their chances as they extended their profligate form to only 2 goals scored from 7 games after the World Cup break. After the elimination of Ross County, Hibernian and St Johnstone, the other 9 top flight teams went into the hat for the last 16 draw. As mentioned earlier, Celtic will host St Mirren, while Kilmarnock travel to Tannadice in the only other clash featuring 2 Premiership sides. At least 2 of the showcase games for Scottish football will be played on plastic, with Livingston being drawn at home to Inverness or Queen's Park, and Hamilton hosting Hearts as reward for knocking out Ross County. However, not all nine Premiership sides survived beyond Monday, as Aberdeen were knocked out of the Cup by 6th-tier East Ayrshire Minnows Darvel. A team so globally obscure till now that they don't have a badge in my football scores app, and their league is simply listed under the generic term Regional League. The most hilarious highlight was Albanian midfielder Yibir Ramadani getting a lesson in grassroots Scottish football as he was casually bumped off the ball before being turned inside out in the build-up to the goal. Aberdeen came out in the second half after some subs and will complain about an incorrect offside decision, but Darvel had dominated the first half in their 58 seater stadium and were well worth the 1-0 win. As upsets go, this may go down as the biggest in Scottish Cup history and is probably equivalent to a hypothetical Dumbarton victory over Villarreal. At the time of recording, rumours have Neil Lennon and Paul Lambert down as the favourites to become the third ex-Celt in a row to manage the Pittodrie side, with Jim Goodwin's position seemingly untenable now. Darvel will host Falkirk to compete for a place in the quarter-final, while there will be at least one more lower division side in the quarter-final, as Cove, Ayr, Elgin and Drumchapel have been drawn together in a four-team round-robin to commence once the weather becomes more clement. In other exciting news, the Celtic B team went top of the Scottish Lowland League, despite being bereft of the injured Rocco Vatta and the first-team debutant Boson Lawal, who played the last 10 minutes against Morton. Joey Dawson and substitute Ben Quinn provided the goals in a 2-1 home win against third-place Trenent Juniors. The B team are level on 51 points with Trenent and Sevco B, but sit top with a superior goal difference after two-thirds of the season. In other round ball news, Andy Murray reminded Scottish people why he's potentially the greatest Scottish sports person of all time when he battled through the longest game of his career at 5 hours and 45 minutes to beat Thanasi Kokkinakis in 5 sets at the Australian Open. The game finished at 4 a.m. due to some crazy scheduling around the Melbourne time zone, and Murray showed his calm, reasoned passion when protesting the refusal of a toilet break, despite the length and time of the game. The 35-year-old from Dunblane, who now has a metal hip and was told by the surgeon he would have to retire after the operation, was knocked out in the third round by the seeded Spaniard Roberto Bautista Agut. A reflective Murray advised that he's targeting improving his ATP ranking going forward to give himself a better seeding and chance of going deeper in the Grand Slam tournaments. Thank you for tuning in this week to Quickie with Sean. Any feedback or comments, please leave below. Do you want to have a quickie?
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.